Okay, now tonight we have a young man that I think is pretty neat, and I think everybody that knows him really thinks he's a pretty nifty sort. And I think he talked maybe one time, a long time ago here, huh?
Yeah, it's been about 2 years.
2 years ago. And he hasn't spoke a word since, but he's going to do it tonight.
Not a word.
I wonder if it's going to come out of him. You know, when you get up for the first few times to talk about God, because God is so precious, so important to us, so, well, God is life, it's not easy. But this young man tonight has not only stepped out to talk about God, but he works with an awful lot of young people that wouldn't have much of a life if it wasn't for him. We have two men here that I know of that is what they do, is help young children that maybe just didn't get their chemistry right. Could I call it chemistry, perhaps? They just have a hard time getting started in life. They don't have all the cuddling and all that these kids here have. And the speaker that we have this evening has that kind of a heart that he wants to reach out to all those little kids. And that's our Bertram Scobel.
It's easier doing stand-up comedy. Thank you, Millie. I want to thank Millie and all of you for coming out tonight. I am a little nervous. It's been 2 years. I've been at the church. It'll be 4 years this June, or May, or June, or 5 years, 4 or 5 years. And this experience here, the love, the compassion, the kindness, the welcome, the joy, the acceptance has turned my life around, and I love you all. I'm going to start with one of my favorite pieces from Mother Teresa. It's called, can everybody hear?
Yeah.
Do It Anyway. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you're successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. I love that piece. I read it every day because I just feel that we need to just accept ourselves for who we are and be who we are anyway. I'm going to start with four of my new poems that are coming out this month in the next book I'm publishing. It's called Holding Back the Rain, the book, and I'd like to try them out with you tonight. So the first poem's called Holding Back the Rain. Can't stop running away from the clouds that hold me inside of them. The sun that I run to is not real. It covers up the pain and blinds me from myself. If only to stop and face the clouds, the storm could destroy me and leave me whole. Next poem's called Almost Pretty. The mirror lies, the reflection's not real. But I like to look at it. At times it's all I do, staring into those blue eyes, so empty. Where did that kid go that I knew? Why did he run so far from himself? What scared him? Was it the goodness that lies beneath the skin, or the blue eyes staring back, almost pretty? This poem's called Making a Sky. When you run out of pieces of yourself, life hands you pieces of itself to do with as you wish. Some mishandle all they are handed, allowing life to slip through their fingers, only seeing the brokenness and the jarred edges that can cut you. They miss the magic within these broken pieces of preciousness that, when handled with love and placed next to night, become the sun. In my last poem called Paper Planes, nothing soars like a child's dreams attached to a smile on top paper wings. Every fold of satin white aligns his soul like tail to kite. Back to breeze and broken sky, the youngest of pilots ponders why. If paper birds can sail with ease, then what drives man to chase his needs? A lot of those poems, two of them I wrote about my kids that I work with. Thank you. Okay, here we go. This talk is about self-love, something I've been working with for the last 5 years. Living outside of oneself, what a place to be. It's where most of the world lives now. Everyone is searching for that something, that someone, that everything to make them feel complete. Falling in love with oneself might sound trivial, almost cliche, but it's the ultimate process worth experience while we're being alive. There is no substitute for self-love. Nothing we achieve in the material world can give to us the peace, joy, and contentment that come from living as we truly were made to be, our authentic selves. We are sitting with someone we don't know. This is the thought that may come to our mind when we find ourselves alone, truly alone for the first time in our lives. Our entire lives have been spent searching outside of ourselves for the love, acceptance, and commitment that reside within each of us. We never realized that the fear that had become our lifelong companion was a self-constructed illusion that we built in our minds so that we wouldn't have to face who we are. Fear is the culprit that keeps us from ourselves. Nothing is so scary than to look into one's own eyes and not know or even like the stranger staring back. Where does that disconnect come from? What causes a person to abandon himself in a desperate search for something, someone better? Why do we do everything in our power to change, avoid, and deny the only thing that is real? Our presence. Living outside of oneself has become the fate of the human race. Nothing, it seems, can fill that void that longs to be loved. The world we see is outside of us. The goals, dreams, passions, and desires are all outside of us, and our most intimate relationships all outside of us. We have become masters at focusing our attention on everything and everyone except ourselves. But reaching outside for the answers that are contained within us is like trying to quench one's thirst by watching another drink. What is it that we fear facing? What is it about ourselves that makes us turn and run the other way? Why won't we look inside and see what it is? Intimacy. Into me see. Intimacy, into me see. Authentic self-love requires an honest, open, and genuine acceptance of oneself. The past can keep us blocked off from the present. All of us were shaped from beliefs, situations, people, and rules that created our pasts. Nearly all of our fears were formulated from the things that happened to us when we were young. So we build up walls, become what we're not, and look to the outside, anything, instead of facing the reality of self. By pushing away the inevitable, we invariably invite disaster and suffering. What we fear is pain. The pain from our past is a poison that kills our present. Emotional pain can be avoided for only so long before it becomes physically, mentally, and spiritually devastating. Trying to alleviate emotional pain through denial of it is like trying to keep the clouds from dropping their rain. We do not have to hate the face that features the false identities of who we really are. We all have a choice. We can look into the eyes of pain and get to know the soul staring back. We can cut open our emotional wounds with the blades of honesty and allow ourselves and others to see the infection that has crippled our beings. Only by addressing the cause of our suffering can we release and be free of it. Aside from our fear of death, our fear of being alone may be what frightens man most. But we are truly never alone. When we are healthy, whole, and clear of the poisons from our past, we are able to uncover and reveal the source of love from which we are made. This is our true self, our authentic self. It never leaves us, rejects us, or can ever be destroyed. It keeps us safe inside our own skins and allows for our greatness to shine through. It knows nothing of loneliness, suffering, or quiet desperation. It knows only peace, joy, contentment, and acts as our constant companion. If only we could stop and face the clouds, the storm could destroy us and leave us whole. When we face the fears that keep us strangers to ourselves, we learn to embrace, accept, acknowledge, and love the whole of who we are. In life, sometimes we need to become who we are not before we can become who we are. The turning point for each of us is the moment we decide to look within. It's a moment of undefined grace, a moment of divine annihilation. The change can be swift, full, and relentless. The birthing of soul is not without pain. Letting go of our hurt, anger, and resentments is a process that challenges every fiber of our beings. It requires great focus and awareness and a willingness to keep a constant vigil over the present moment. When we awaken to the light of our being, the dark side of self falls further into the fathoms of existence. The joy once sought through the company of others and other things is now accessible from within. The driving search for self-centered gains is exchanged for a simple but sacred walk in the now. The life that we once lived outside of us is now born from within. While the rain falls heaviest, saturating the world below, the sun sits waiting to crown the dawn of a new day. The storms in our lives are formed in heaven. They are a natural part of our existence. To avoid them is foolish. It's in the dark that we reach into the unknown and touch the face of God. Only by our walking into the winds, the clouds, and the rain can we find our way to the sun and, for the first time, know love. Thank you.